Well, this morning we're going to talk scholarships. That's always important this time of the year. Youngsters looking for that educational advantage that the scholarships can provide. BPW has some opportunities for them here locally as well. We're going to talk about that this morning with Kelly Jimerson, who's a member of the Atlantic Business and Professional Women. Thanks for joining us, Kelly.
Thank you, Jim.
Appreciate it very much. Scholarships are really important. You and I probably both got some benefit out of those when we were a little bit younger. They really make a big difference for students.
Absolutely. Actually, that's probably one of the many reasons I'm involved in the Business Professional Women. The Business Professional Women here in Atlantic have scholarships that are, there's some for youth, but there's also a lot of them that are available for that non-traditional student, that student that's, you know, going back to the workforce sometime after they've already been out of school for some time.
Well, so many scholarships are really geared toward the youngsters coming straight from high school into college. They're easy for them to mine. They can find those things out there. It's a lot more difficult for somebody who's maybe been away from it for a while and wants to get back. Those can be tough to find.
They can, and it's pretty scary just going back to school anyway and trying to figure out if financially you can do it or not. You know, it becomes a very difficult challenge, and we feel fortunate because we've got four different scholarships that we're offering this year.
Well, let's talk about those. What do you have this year?
Well, we're currently offering $2,000 scholarships, and those scholarships are to a resident of Cass County, Iowa. And those are, we're giving financial aid for someone that's entering the workforce again, someone that may need to take some CEU classes or get some additional education just to move up in the current job they have or even to get a different job.
Sounds like opportunities there. Now, I'm guessing folks are going to hear Atlantic Business and Professional Women and think that the scholarships are just for women. Is that true?
That is correct. And actually, those scholarships are for men. They're for women. They're for everyone. We actually have had a gentleman win recently, a couple years ago, I think it was.
Very good. So don't shy away from applying for any of these scholarships.
Oh, no, please don't. I think that's what part of our wanting to get the word out about the scholarships is for. So many times these scholarships go where they're just left sitting on the table. Nobody even applies for them. We've got so many of them that we really want to be able to give them to those people that qualify for them the best and that could use the extra help.
Well, more so than ever, the cost of that college education has gotten so expensive that anything you can get, $500, $1,000, you start adding those up and start collecting those, and it can really make the difference between being able to afford it and just not being able to do it.
Well, and what you have to realize is when you're going back to school, you may get, you know, say, for example, you get Pell Grants that are paying for your books and your tuition. This scholarship can help with that, or it can help pay for your gas, or it can help pay for childcare while you're going to school. I mean, so this is just a little extra that can help with that college education.
And we all know how expensive those student loans get to be when they start compounding over a period of years. If you can eliminate that interest by getting some of the scholarship money, what a benefit.
Absolutely.
You betcha. Well, let's talk a little bit more about these scholarships. Now, I see there's a $500 at Cullen Scholarship.
That's correct, and that's a special scholarship just because it's available to, and this one is specifically for a female resident of Cass, Shelby, or Audubon County. This one does have some requirements, some special requirements. You have to be pursuing a degree either in computer science or management information systems, computer systems management, chemistry, or even engineering. You can be any age. This could be somebody that's coming out of high school going into chemistry or engineering, or it could be somebody that's already out there in the workforce and is just going back to school.
Excellent. And application deadlines are coming up, and we'll talk more about that in just a minute. So pay close attention to this because these are important. It's important to get this information out so folks can file timely and apply for these types of things. Now, the application for this one, is this something for a full-time, part-time student or whatever?
This is for whichever.
Okay.
You don't have to be full-time. What we do, we actually have a committee that sits down, and when people apply for these different scholarships, there's a committee that sits down and goes through everything. And, you know, we look at who you are that's applying as far as have you been involved in the community or are you wanting to get involved or are you needing, you know, say, for example, you've been at home all these years taking care of your kids, and now you want to go back to school. We look at all sorts of things, not just the financial need of it.
Well, absolutely, because we're building something for the future.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned earlier two $1,000 scholarships, and these are for non-traditional students. So this is pretty wide open.
It is. It's well, for example, I received a $1,000 scholarship when I went back to school to become a nursing home administrator, and that was, you know, a good many years ago. But, you know, I was 40 years old when I went to college.
Excellent. And the experience was a good one.
The experience was wonderful. Matter of fact, I just paid off that last student loan, so there you go.
Sure you did. All right, very good. And this is for, is this pretty wide open? Is this, are there any special requirements like there were for some of the coursework and the courses of study that they were taking, or is this a little bit more
open? Absolutely none. Okay. There's none whatsoever. It can be somebody, you know, that just wants to go back, say you want to get some of your general credits, or say you want to go back and, you know, just kind of see what's out there. It's for just about anything.
All right, very good. And then I see there's a Bev Mendenhall Nursing Scholarship as well. Talk about that.
Well, that one's kind of special to us. Bev Mendenhall was a member of our Business and Professional Women, and she was very active with that. She's also, as you know, very active in the community. And so in honor of her and in memory of her, we've decided to make a scholarship available to specifically a female person in Cass County that wants to go back in the workforce. You know, maybe they want to gain additional education for their career, and maybe they had to set their career aside for something else, and so now they're wanting to go back.
Now, it says nursing scholarship. Is that what it's intended for, is someone going into the nursing field?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're going to take priority for the nursing career fields, yes.
Very good. Well, there are a lot of opportunities in nursing these days and a lot of ways that you can get that education, too.
Well, that's correct. You might have somebody that wants to go and become a certified nursing assistant. This could pay for that, or it could be somebody that wants to become a nurse, an LPN, an RN. I know they're offering college classes right here in Atlantic for that. They're also offering college classes in Harlan and Council Bluffs and Creston. So there's a lot of opportunities for you.
Absolutely. A lot of job opportunities out there in certain fields. This is one of them. And you know what? Nursing is never going away. You don't have to worry about times changing and the field isn't going to be there anymore.
That's correct.
Very good. Now, what's the process? So you mentioned that there's a committee that looks through the applications, but the application process itself, is it lengthy?
No, it really isn't. What we ask you to do is we ask you to contact Jolene Rocker, and she's kind of our Business Professional Woman Scholarship Chairman. And so she's in charge of it, and you can give her a call at 712-249-7700, or you can email her at jolene.rocker@greatwesternbank.com. And she'll send you an application. The application is actually only probably 2 pages long, and it'll ask for different things. You know, it may ask for your name, your address. It may ask you to explain your financial need, or it may ask you to explain, you know, what have you been doing since you got out of school and with your, you know, working towards, did you have to tell us your story is what we're basically asking for, to see if we can kind of rate things when we criteria the scholarships. We try to determine, okay, who has the most need, or who has, you know, and maybe we choose somebody that hasn't had the most need, but they've been given so much of their time to the community, you know. Sometimes it'll be somebody, say a woman that's joining the workforce. She's lived at home all these years. She's been a stay-at-home mom, and, you know, something happened to the family dynamics, whether her dad got sick or whatever. She has to go back to school, and now she has to support the wife or that household. Mm-hmm. And so we just try to make sure that we can take care of that and help them through that. By telling us that story, that helps us evaluate it just a little bit better. But people have to remember, they need to apply by April 1st.
Yes. Deadline is coming up very rapidly, so we need to get after that here soon. Well, it's nice, Kelly, you mentioned how I love the way you say it's just telling us your story. So many applications are you have to spend all this time collecting all this information and have it sitting out in front of you to be able to fill in all these blanks. It's so nice that they just largely have to sit down and just kind of explain why they think they're deserving.
Yeah, the application has probably 5 or 6 questions on it, mm-hmm. and they kind of are leading questions to kind of pry the story out of you, so to speak. You know, but they're very easy. It's very simple. I mean, it's not like you even have to type it up. It's something you can do on the computer, or you can do it with a pen and paper. It really doesn't matter as long as you get it done. Excellent. And we hate to see these scholarships not being awarded because nobody's applying.
Well, and I know the BPW, like other groups and organizations here locally, you work hard during the year to be able to do events that are going to generate this revenue in the first place so that you have the money to be able to give it out. It's always the fun part is be able to actually award that to folks who are in need.
And to be able to make a little bit of a difference in somebody's life. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You betcha. Well, Kelly, thanks so much for your time here this morning. And again, make sure folks get out there. April 1st, the deadline on those applications. So get out there and find out. There are a lot of scholarship opportunities, including these offered by the Atlantic Business and Professional Women. Make sure you take advantage of it. Continued success.
Thank you.